This is a Triple J podcast.
Okay, I'm so excited because I have a very special guest in studio with me today. Louie Hansen!
Hello!
Hey. So, Louie, it's been a little hot minute since you've been on, but to refresh everyone's drinks, you are a writer, presenter, comedian, you're now a full-time podcaster. Everybody has a secret.
All the fun stuff, fingers in many pies. Yeah, thanks so much for having me back. I'm surprised you let me back in the door.
Oh my God, as if. You're honestly such a fan favourite of ours and everyone listening. So catch me up on like your life. Like, what have you been doing? How was your weekend?
You know, life has been good. The weekend. So I had one of those nights on Saturday night where the night just escalated. And we started out having a dinner, you know, vibes were high. And we're like, you know what, let's have a couple of wines.
Yeah.
Which led into a few more wines, which led to us all shaking ass at 6 a.m. Which was so much fun. But I think I've just realized that maybe my party era is behind me. Like, I can't back it up.
Yes.
After a night out like I could 10 years ago.
No, completely.
I just completely crumbled and then spent like Sunday and Monday in bed just so ill. But I really think I need to limit like those kind of nights to like one a year now.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm still buzzing as well from my weekend / last night.
Please tell us what you did last night.
Oh my God, I went to Scissor.
My God, because she has some fucking bangers.
She has such a strong discography. I forgot how many hits she has. She was pulling stuff out of the vault and she was shaking ass. Did you see the video I posted on my story? Her coup de slam?
Stop.
Like, if you don't know what a coup de slam is, it's literally like where someone like basically jumps into a splits, the kitty hits the floor, bam, bam, bam. Oh my God, I was so horny.
Full body shivers if I saw that in person.
Yes.
Full body shivers.
Bump city all over my arms.
How was the crowd? Like, was it boisterous or was it quite low key? Like, what was the energy?
Oh my God, the crowd was unreal. So as soon as we got in, people were screaming from different little pockets of Rod Laver. And like me and my friend Simone, we were literally like, what's going on? And then you'd look across the stadium and someone would have their lights on somebody, some random in the aisle, just going at it, gyrating, like, and everyone was like having these dance battles.
Oh, I'm imagining just like sex permeating
yes.
the stadium. How did you feel waking up this morning?
Pretty tired. I literally fell asleep last night with my phone in my hand and I woke up with the lamp on.
So
it was that type of beat, you know?
Yeah.
I was like,
mission success.
All right. I passed out. And I even forgot to post my Scissor stories. I was quickly posting this morning. I was like, oh my God, everyone must know I was there.
I know, because if you didn't post the stories, did you even go to the concert?
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
Thank you. Case closed.
Done. Anyway, look, let's get into our topic today. I'm really excited to bring you in on this because we're talking about, do you check someone's following list on socials, online, when you're casually dating them? Does it matter? Are you someone who gets in there and works out who they are and even potentially says, deal breaker, done. I can't date this person purely because of who they're following.
I am so excited. It's a controversial one, but I think it's one that we need to discuss more.
All right, let's get into it. All right, so let's open this up. Louie, have you done this before? Are you somebody who sort of checks someone's following before you date them?
I have. In the past, this is past tense because I don't do it now, but oh my God, yeah, there were certain experiences. I'd say when I was in my early 20s and in certain relationships that maybe left me feeling quite insecure. So I'd be in my early 20s scrolling through the following lists. Mm-hmm. And I think back in the day, it was in chronological order because I think the following list now, you know, has its own metrics.
Yeah.
But back in the day, if you, like someone followed someone else, they would be the top person at the list. So you could just be refreshing that motherfucker, seeing all these new faces pop up and be like, who the fuck are they? So yeah, I have done it. But I think it only led to me just experiencing so much anxiety. Like I brought it onto myself.
Yes.
Snooping almost.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
I mean, you know what? No. And I think I'm in the camp of like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
This is because I think I've dated mostly people who are not into social media.
hot.
Like, I've dated a lot of people who, like, have an Instagram account, but they, like, don't really use it. They've followed, like, 50 people or whatever. Whereas I have friends who literally write down the following count of someone they're casually seeing. If it goes up by one, you best believe they are PI, like, private investigator on that shit.
Stop. Nancy Drew, FBI, spreadsheets.
Yes.
Mind maps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're, like, really obsessed with it and track it obsessively. So to me, I don't know. Like, I could change my mind by the end of this, but... You know, you had a lot of opinions on our Instagram at Triple J The Hookup. If you're not already following, go do that. Tanya DM'd us saying you have to check early and save yourself the trouble and time, which I found really interesting. And Lucy sent us a voice memo talking about how she kind of does this as a filter.
I think it's a really good way to filter people out that you start talking to on a dating platform. Because just from their Instagram following, you can see if it's like literally just all girls, then you can see that they're a fuck boy and that they're going to waste your time or maybe not treat you well, or do you should just be like a bit aware of it?
Interesting, right?
That is interesting.
Would you use it as a filter? Like, would you go through and just be like, I know exactly who this person is. I'm going to get rid of them.
I would look at their following to see how many mutuals we have. So kind of similar, but a bit of an offshoot.
Yes.
But I feel like equally important topic, especially in the queer community where every single gay knows each other or has slept with each other. And so when there's a new suitor that pops up and you go, ooh, let me check their following, and it's like 570 mutuals, you go, okay, maybe things have happened here.
There's a little, you know the Venn diagram?
Yes, it's a Venn diagram.
There's two balls, literally, and they're crossing over each other. And you're literally like, yes. Do these worlds make sense when they cross over?
Yes. Because I will say, if you do find a man and I show this man to like all of my gay friends and no one has heard of them before or follows them before, it's like you've just untapped this like rare gem. You've discovered this Pokemon, which is just a beautiful thing because it's rarer and rarer these days to find someone that like, you know, a friend or like a friend of a friend hasn't fucked.
Yes. Yes, which is why you were so gagged when I literally was like, oh, I've been dating people who don't really have a big Instagram. And you're like, oh, my God, yeah, dream.
Oh, the relief.
Oh, my goodness. They're offline, off-grid. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a shiny Pokemon.
And I think probably back in the day, I would scroll through their following and see that they followed like 7,800 like jacked up muscle gays. And yep. I was like, okay, cool.
Mm.
But... Yeah, you know what? I don't do that anymore. Because I'm sure that, like, if people looked at my Instagram following, they'd be like, you can't talk, you're a fucking hypocrite as well. So, like, I'm sat.
Yeah, yeah, you do need to check yourself before you start this conversation, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so talking about, like, the red flags and things you've mentioned before about the jacked up muscle gaze, that's an interesting kind of red flag, I guess, that some people might identify. But, yeah, for everyone else, I wanted to know, you know, are there any obvious concerns, something that you see in the following? And Nikita DM'd us. She said, I'm trans, so I look out for turfy stuff. Brandon said, if they follow their exes, big red flag. Thoughts?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because I don't know if I agree with that. I follow, like, all my exes. I love my exes. What about you? Like, do you follow exes?
I do. Most of them, I think. I'm an advocate for... If the situation ended horrifically or they treated you poorly, cut them. Cut them and fucking run.
Mm.
But also sometimes situations don't have to end that dramatically and you can be friends.
Yes.
Or maybe, you know, after a specific period of time.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that it's fair to really cast, you know, a general assumption that everyone shouldn't follow their exes. Like,
yes.
You know, there are complexities.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, it's a deal breaker. If I had just started casually dating someone and I noticed, and if for some reason I knew, I wouldn't be like, But I can understand why if you were really early in that dating stage, you probably sound psycho if you brought it up.
Yeah.
To be like, so you're still following Amy.
Well, because like at the end of the day, I feel like what we're starting to get at is it does breed into a little bit of your own insecurities.
Yes.
You know, you're looking at their following list for a reason because you feel a certain type of way.
Mm.
Perhaps you don't feel secure enough or you feel like the relationship isn't as solid yet.
Yeah.
Or whatever the reason. But there's always a bit of insecurity. And I'll put my hand up. Like, there have been times back in the day, past tense me, thanks.
Oh, not I was literally day. Like, wow. Yeah, yeah. So you're past that, huh? You've been in therapy, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You think you're better than me,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
You are.
I'm grown. Oh, but back in the day, I would be like looking through their following list, but it's because I was insecure as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So one of the main reasons why this whole following thing came up was this one topic of like when you find a guy and you look through their following and they are just following hundreds of Insta baddies, models. So this was the biggest red flag, and I think Danielle really summed this up.
What I've noticed a lot of guys, they'll just follow random girls like that they don't know. They aren't celebrities. They aren't influencers. Like they're just literally the most random girls that just post bikini pictures or, you know, they model or whatever, but they have like not even that many followers. Like they'll have like 3,000 followers, but they don't know the girl personally. And I just always wonder, how do they find these girls? Like, where are they finding them? Like, I'll go off to the girls for posting that stuff. But to me, it's like a red flag that a guy is following that when they're saying, you know, they want a relationship or they're trying to find someone.
Okay. So I think I really agree and understand Danielle because, you know, after we started talking about this topic in the office last week, I was dabbling. I was like, you know what? Maybe I can look at follower lists. I should do it. So I looked at some of my friends, like partners and things, and I was literally like, there are a lot of random yoga girlies in here. They're not a celebrity. They're less than 5K or something. And you're kind of just like, who are they to you? I don't know. This might be a bit of a hot take, but it's like, there's kind of this like pseudo like fitness account kind of type vibe person. Mm. And you could easily be like, oh no, I really love their fitness. But like, is Jack from Northcote, you know, who goes out till 5 a.m. at Revs, like really like looking at her being like, she's got really good form. Like I do follow her yoga routine. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. And it's something that I'd never really considered before, but I think Danielle's right. Like I don't have an issue if you're following your friends who are girls or like celebrities who are women, but like it's that weird middle ground where I'm like, how did you find these people?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I wish we could bring in a straight male right now.
It would be good to have someone in just to be like, this is why I do it. Like,
this is why I follow all of the yoga babes.
Yeah. We got a DM from Nicole saying if they're following lots of models and OnlyFans, she reckons it means that they only objectify women and are not seeing them as multifaceted real people. Now, if Dee was here right now, she'd be like, preach, bitch. Because like, I do agree with her as well. If you are like following, I'm going to take OnlyFans out of this, by the way, because I'm not about to slut shame. But like, let's say you're just following all these Insta baddies and there's like hundreds of them and you are a straight guy. That doesn't really paint a great picture for me, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. Like if everyone on your follower list follows a very similar type of aesthetic, perhaps.
Yeah, but.
And like doesn't really, you know, show the multitudes
yeah
that we contain and that women contain,
yeah,
then yeah, you'd go, okay, that's it, noted.
Yes,
noted.
If there's no Hannah Ferguson, if there's no Grace Tame in there,
yeah,
Jacinta Arden, somebody,
someone.
Just give us somebody,
just someone.
If it's none of that, then I'm a bit like, which is interesting because this kind of sparked a debate in our DMs as well, Louis, about like OnlyFans models. So like I said before, like, just want to preface this by being like, go off, girls. Get your bag. We have no issue. Like, I'm certain that you're pro-sex work as well. You know, that's kind of what the hookup is all about as well. And, yeah, it was interesting, though, to see a lot of people be like, yeah, I actually really struggle with it when I see that come up. And we posted about it on our story. And Lara got in touch and she had actually some, like, really interesting points. And I want to play this out.
Unless the person in question has some, like, really problematic misogynistic behaviors, you know, or opinions about women and sex work, that's a red flag. Or if he talks about women that he's hooked up with in a disgusting way, absolutely red flag. But someone just, if this is going just off someone's followers list as trying to determine if there's a problem with them or not, that's crap. Because unless they have real world behaviors that are problematic, there is no red flag. Lots of people consume porn and sexual content in a non-dickheadish way. It's not okay to shame a partner for enjoying sexual content or having desires. And it's not okay to encourage women to see each other as competition.
I thought this was such an interesting perspective, and it was particularly like poignant when she was literally like, no, they have to be offensive in real life for me to be pissed off at them. So if she's like looking at someone's partner and being like, okay, they do follow like a lot of OnlyFans or like Insta baddies and stuff like that, you know, that's fine. If I meet them in real life and they're a cunt, I just thought that was like such a good point. But I think there's a lot to talk about when it comes to like OnlyFans stuff. Like I do feel like it's definitely an insecurity that I saw in our DMs.
Really?
Yeah. Like a lot of people were sort of, you know, feeling some type of way about it. But I think there is something to be said that like to empathize with their feelings as well, maybe there sort of needs to be a separation between Instagram and like your OnlyFans app.
It's like murky water because I would probably equate a following as support.
Yeah.
Especially like with sex workers and like social media online presences, and you know, them essentially having their own small businesses. I would argue that like a follow does help. You know, which is why it brings up this like dichotomy in this conversation where it's like, you know, support sex workers, champion sex workers, but like you can't follow them.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really make sense with me. It's quite incongruent.
Yes.
So that's weird. But I like what she said about almost the fact that a follow isn't that deep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Because she's saying, look, if in person you don't show any problematic behaviors and all you do is just like follow this person, maybe it's just not deeper than that. They just follow them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really good point. And I think, yeah, again, like coming at this and being like, right, okay, do we judge someone purely based on their following list? Can it really paint an accurate picture of them? Lara obviously says no. And Jessie actually brought up a good point about this. She reckons that you should just use the following list almost as like a last resort just to confirm what you might have been picking up in real life.
Usually these kind of guys tell on themselves pretty early before you even need to check their followers list, though, with things that they say on their dating profiles or things that they might say in real life. So I feel like you can usually get a pretty good idea prior to that. But if all else fails, I think that checking their Insta following definitely can give you a pretty good idea into their like, underlying values and maybe how they're going to treat women, I guess.
Most of the people that got in touch with us through our DMs at The Hookup were literally like, oh, I don't give a fuck about like OnlyFans stuff. Like, go off. Like, that's so fine to me. What they did have an issue is if they were going through someone's following list and they saw a kind of divisive, controversial, like public figure, politician, whatever they deem as like a red flag there, that's their red flag. That's their Roman Empire. So, yeah, like I said, a lot of people would chill with OnlyFans but like have an issue with people like Andrew Tate.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I actually had this really interesting voice memo from Mia talking about this. She was very much like, you should check early because I found out something about someone I really loved and then we had to like go our different ways.
I had an experience where I didn't realize that someone that I was very close to followed Andrew Tate quite closely. And it wasn't until it came up in conversation and became an issue later on that it just caused a lot of heartache for myself and likely for them as well because we had to go our separate ways.
Whoa.
So most of our listeners were actually like, nah, it's actually like these kind of people that I look out for.
Great. So not necessarily like, oh, what certain types of people do you follow, but like one or two notorious figures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I don't think I would know anyone that would follow Andrew Tate. I just don't think.
I don't think I would either. I would hope that I would never meet anyone like that.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny though. We did have a DM from someone being like, oh, no, I follow him, but like a hate follow. And I just want to know like what he's doing. And I was like,
no.
I don't know. Like we were just saying, a follow is a support in sort of a weird way. And you give him power
it is.
By doing
it. I genuinely think it is.
Yeah. So we had like a lot of people being like, boo Andrew Tate, boo Jordan Peterson. Mm-hmm. So interesting like that came up. It was funny as well. We got a DM from Jess saying, eye candy is not an issue, but brain junk food is. Titties yay, Tate nay.
I love that.
I know. Get that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's
titties
great.
Titties yay, tate nay.
Tate nay.
You know, Jess, you need to TM that, like copyright that immediately.
Yeah, that's the title of this episode.
Yeah. I'm changing it right now.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, thanks.
Great. Okay, so earlier we spoke about like insecurity and you were sort of explaining how you were like, this is something I used to do when I was feeling a bit insecure, especially when you were like younger. Mm. You know, there were a lot of people who came through being like, you shouldn't even bother checking this following list because it's giving insecurity.
Yeah.
It's giving you need therapy, which I think is a little bit harsh. I think it's something that a lot of people like really struggle with. But I do want to hear from people who, yeah, thought, you shouldn't even bother looking. Dylan, in fact, got in touch.
Why should it matter who the other person is following, partner or not? It doesn't make a difference. It's just an insecurity within yourself because you're too busy worrying about what society's standards are. And, you know, the girls or guys that post on social media that are their own person, they post what they want, and who your partner follows shouldn't make a difference.
So when I first heard this, I actually had to hear it like several times because I'm like, actually not quite sure what Dylan's getting at. I think he's saying it's not that deep.
Yeah. And I would probably agree with that now, now that I'm in my grown era.
In my grown era.
In my grown era. Yeah. Even like the last relationship I was in, I just never looked at his following because I just didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like if I'm with you like 24 hours a day, nearly 7 days a week, we're in each other's presence, where, you know, we have this lovely relationship, I trust you, I feel secure. I just never felt a desire, you know?
You know what's so crazy? Like you feeling like that trust and that level of do not care. We had M come through and I'm going to play you her story. And I just know the girlies who are struggling with this will be shaking in their fucking boots hearing this.
Yeah, cool.
But I think they need to hear it. Let's go.
My partner and I have been together since 2017 and he's never really been interested in like social media or anything like that. He has a pretty palpable disdain for the way people tend to compare themselves online and all that sort of stuff. So he's got a Finsta, as far as I know, where he doesn't really follow anyone that I know or he knows, as far as I'm aware. I just trust him. We don't really, there's not been any reasons for us to not trust each other in our relationship, so I'm sure if I asked him to show me his following list, he would show me, no questions asked. But it's not something I'm really interested in. And with our relationship the way it is, I'm totally comfy.
Just comfy.
I know alarm bells would be ringing for somebody there.
A Finsta is like a whole other sidebar because it's like your alter ego on the internet, where if you don't follow any of your friends or any of your mutuals and you just follow a certain set of people, it's like, Cardi B, what was the reason?
Yeah. You know? Yes, 100%. And you know what? I know that there'd be, I'm pretty sure we saw DMs about this being like, oh, following list, that's rookie. When they have a Finsta, that's when you gotta worry.
Yeah.
So people are very cautious, are very untrustworthy. And I don't blame them. Like, you know, we're in this like modern dating society where there's a lot, like our whole lives are online. It is a representation of yourself in a way. And you can get away with a lot if you know how to do it.
There are layers to this equation.
I know.
We have the following list. We have the Finsta.
Yes.
There's a lot. And there's a lot of temptation as well. The temptation to just quickly dive in.
Yeah.
But I found that like once I gave into that temptation, looking at the following list, I would spiral.
Yeah.
I would spiral.
It's almost like a text conversation where you can't understand the tone. You don't get the nuance of it. So if you're taking everything at face value, you might be doing yourself a bit of a disservice because you're just like, you're not actually having a conversation about it. So speaking of conversations, I think we should talk about that because it's fine for you to be like this insecurity and I think it's okay to feel these things. And Taylor agrees with me.
Like many others, I struggled with seeing other women and girls online, whether that be models, celebrities, or even girls in my own hometown. And I couldn't stop comparing myself to them. And yeah, after a lot of self-growth and, you know, growing up, my relationships now, I'm not bothered by that. because I know my worth, I'm comfortable in my own skin, all of that. And it's just an app. They're just people on an app, complete strangers. And I just think you don't need to compare yourself to them.
Taylor, that's beautiful. And I think, yeah, I can really empathise with her journey. But I also do just want to make a note for the audience out there. One, we love you. Two, mm-hmm. I don't want to seem like I'm on this moral high ground being like, I'm secure now, you know, and talking down on insecurity. We're all humans with fucking insecurities at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you find yourself in a situation where, you know, you're dating someone and they're not making you feel secure, or, you know, things may be outside of your control that make you feel that you need to go and look through their following list.
Mm-hmm.
And I really empathize with that too.
I completely agree with you. I think it's important to like validate like how you're feeling about this. And by doing that, I think Taylor went on this journey is because she actually communicated it and she brought it up with her partner and she was like, hey, this is how this is making me feel, X, Y, Z. And Alicia like could not recommend this enough as well because she went through the same thing.
I think it was about under a year of us dating where it still bothered me that he had still followed a lot of women that he had, you know, sex with, you know, was a part of that life for him. I raised it with him, open communication. We had the difficult conversations and everything around it. And he eventually did kind of see and understand where I was coming from and how it made me feel. And he did spend some time and actually unfollow a lot of women. Due to that, I think it just comes down to a lot of respect for your partner. But we're like 3 years down in our relationship and couldn't be any happier, to be honest.
The power of communication.
Honestly.
Listening back to that one, I just, taking myself out of the hetero equation.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just so normalized that like every gay follows every gay, especially every gay that every other gay is fucked. Yes. And it's just this like incestuous web and it's just so normalized.
Yeah.
That like, maybe that's why I look through following lists now and I just go, well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like you meet one person and like, I've had this when you go out, you know, at the Gasso, let's say.
At the Gasso.
And you literally meet someone and you have like one little funny like quip joke and you're like, what's your Insta, babe? And you're literally followed.
Okay, I will tell you this.
Mm.
Every time I have one drink, maybe two drinks, I get the slightest bit of alcohol down my throat and I'm out on a night out in Smokers, I am getting everyone in my vicinity's Instagram handles. Because all of a sudden, you are my best friend.
Yes.
We need to follow each other for life.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to come to your wedding. And then I wake up the next morning and I'm like, who the fuck is this list of 25 people I followed?
Baby, I have done that too.
In that instance, someone could look at my following and be like, oh, why do they follow all of these people? Baby, it was just me after two Proseccos in Smokers just going, beep, 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 beep,
yes.
Beep, 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 beep.
What a big conversation.
I know, but an incredible one nonetheless, because it is fascinating and a bit taboo.
Louis Hansen, thank you so much for joining me on The Hookup today. This has been so fucking fun.
You are the best.
Tell everybody about where we can find you. Share your app. I'm doing finger guns right now.
Finger guns up me and Smokers right now. Follow me, Louis Hansen. And then probably on the other apps, just type in Louis Hansen and something similar will pop up.
Stunning. And where can we listen to Everybody Has a Secret? I mean, obviously everywhere that has good podcasts, but...
Every platform that has taste.
Literally.
Everybody Has a Secret on all the streaming platforms every Friday morning. Oh, yeah.
I love that. It's the perfect Friday pod, honestly.
100%.
It's such a silly mood. Like whenever we post content as well on a Friday, I'm like, is it silly enough? It's got to be a bit silly, a bit goofy.
It's got to be a bit silly goose.
And it's got to be a little bit, you know, spicy as well. You get some incredible secrets. So please go and listen to Everybody Has a Secret Friday mornings. It sets you up for the weekend.
Illy, thank you for having me.
No, thank you.
Oh, damn.
D, you're fired. I'm keeping that in the pod. Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye.